Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ovick Roy, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, author of the Apothecary blog at Forbes.com. He's our good friend. We're talking about the impact of Obamacare on our lives, especially with the revelation of what the IRS has been up to lately, and now we're talking about expanding their power. You know, Ovick, as we wrap up this our visit, I've been saying for a long time that Obamacare was never anything about reform. It was never designed, never intended, never meant to be about anything but reform. It was always about gaining control. And if you look at the way the thing has been put together, and you look at all the different organizations, HHS, IRS, et cetera, who are going to become so much a part of our lives, and it's so unbelievably dysfunctional, this new law. It's going to become such a morass of a nightmare. When you read the words that the Democrats are calling it, nightmare, train wreck, third world, et cetera, these are Democrat words. I think that their plan, Ovick, is coming to pass, meaning that it's going to get so ugly that when somebody comes up and says after 3 or 4 years and says, well, why don't we just convert to a single-payer system where the government's in charge, which is obviously universal health care, then well, even people like you and I, you and me, Ovick, will say, okay, fine, just get it off me, get it away from me. I can't stand it anymore. What do you think?
Well, I certainly think that that liberals have no stake in the success of Obamacare's private insurance exchanges for just that reason, because they look at it as if it fails, we'll put a single payer.
And people will accept it, but they'll be begging us for single payer.
Yeah, so I think, you know, and I actually think that exchanges in theory are a good idea. But Obamacare exchanges are unworkable,
right?
and because of all the regulations and mandates that the law imposes on insurance
companies. We tried to do exchanges back in the last decade. We tried to call them association health plans, and they were a form of exchanges. We tried to do that, and the liberals knocked it down. The Democrats knocked it down. They wouldn't like it. They didn't like it because they didn't have control over it.
If you look at Medicare Part D, the Medicare prescription drug benefit,
yep.
That works on an exchange principle.
Yep.
You
mm-hmm.
have a certain premium support payment, and that you use to shop for a prescription drug plan if you're on Medicare.
Right.
And it works great.
Right.
So, you know, you can have an exchange-based product that works. It's just that Obamacare, for a lot of reasons, is probably not going to work. And, you know, but exchanges in general, we shouldn't throw out the baby with the bathwater and say just because Obamacare's exchanges don't work,
right.
Exchanges are a bad idea, or private insurance is a bad idea.
Right. Well, if you I think it was, I've forgotten who said it, you or maybe Grace Marie Turner told me that Utah already had their own exchange that was working just fine. It was being run by a couple of people out there, but it didn't fit Obamacare's plan, and so they're not going to be able to use what was already working.
That's true. Well, there has been some good news on that front because the Obamacare exchanges are so far behind and so behind the deadlines. The administration did reach a compromise with Utah that at least for next year, Utah's exchange can continue mm-hmm. to serve small businesses. But after 2014, it's unclear what the fate of that will be.
So let's forecast out to the end of next year, end of the first full year of the implementation of Obamacare. Notice I didn't say full implementation. But what do you see? How do you think it's going to be? What do you think is going to be the attitude? What's going to be the result of Obamacare a year and a half from now?
Well, I think young people in particular are going to be very unhappy because young people are going to be the ones whose health insurance is going to go up dramatically because of the way the law is designed.
Yeah.
There's this thing called community rating that's going to mm-hmm. jack up the cost of insurance for young people. And I think a lot of people who are supposedly going to sign up for insurance because of the individual mandate aren't going to. Because the fines for noncompliance are so low compared with the cost of insurance under Obamacare that a lot of people say, you know what, I'll pay the $95 and know that I can get covered if I ever get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is not how we, you know, that's not optimal by any stretch.
Right.
I think that's the natural economic incentive that people are going to have. So I think that's going to be a huge problem. But I also want to caution people against, you know, overheated rhetoric as well. I mean, yes, the law is going to have a lot of problems, but there are going to be people who benefit from Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
quote-unquote benefit. I don't think their quality of their health is going to be any better. I don't think the quality of their health care is going to be any better, but they're going to have this, you know, card that says they have insurance, and it was provided by Obama, and they're going to be like, I want to hold on to that.
Right. Yeah, well said. Hey, Ulrich, thanks for the great reporting today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Ulrich Roy, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.